Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'd like for you to turn your attention, if you would, to just a couple of verses out of the scripture that was read earlier. I'm going to be reading from the third chapter of 1 Corinthians. Just the 16th and 17th verses. And it says, "Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple." Let me read that again. "Do you not know that you are God's temple?" And the end of it says, "For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple." My Lord, I want to speak with you a little while this morning. This holy temple is still under construction. This holy temple is still under construction. You know, as we listened to the reading about the holiness, we found that there were several places that we talked about holiness, and I guess we all sort of know what holiness is, but somehow as we think about it, we ought to probably talk about it just a little bit. And what holiness really is, it's those things that belong to God or attributed to God, that those things that are at that level that belong to the Lord. When we try to be on track with him and conform ourselves with him, that's being holy. And Peter was saying in some of the scripture that was read earlier also, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." That's what the Lord said, you know, for Peter to tell to the folks, to the church. And you know, well, that's good for him to say that and for us to understand that certainly that's what we need to do. But also, we've come to know that we can't do and be all that we need to be without the Holy Spirit leading us and helping us. As a matter of fact, as we've gone through the fruit of the Spirit, we've come to realize that the reason for the fruit of the Spirit is that we needed the Spirit to help us to grow in all of those areas. All those different fruit that we talk about, we're going to continue to grow because the Holy Spirit is in us. We get to be better and better because the Holy Spirit just keeps working with us. Those special fruit. We no matter how long you've continued, you find that you love more. You're more gentle. You do all those gifts. All those fruit continue to grow, and the Holy Spirit that's in us makes that happen. So I guess what we're looking at and what we see is we'll continue to become more and more holy, and more of what God would have us to be, as long as the Holy Spirit is in us. Well, and you think about that. Well, all that's good, Reverend Stinger, but where are we right now? I think all of us need to recognize that we are not there yet. Every one of us needs to continue to grow. I'm more than 70 years. Might as well tell it. But I've still got some growing to do. I've been a pastor for 35 years, but I got some growing to do. You look at me, and I guess I just ought to ask you to pardon the dust, because I'm still under construction. God is still working on me. There are some things that need to be changed and some strengths that I need. I'm not all that God wants me to be. The fact that I sit in the pulpit and I'm a pastor, the fact that I got a necklace around my, cross around my neck, doesn't show that I'm perfect. That's not what that cross means. What that cross means is I belong to him. It's like a ring you have on your finger. I belong to him, but I'm not perfect yet. I belong to him, and I recognize that I've got some growing to do. All of us need to realize that. I don't know where you are right now. I don't know how strong you may feel that you are and how close you are to being what God would have you to be. But all of us need to recognize that we've got some growing to do. We got to learn more about what he wants from us. We've got to continue to let the Holy Spirit live within us so to become more and more of what he would have us to be. Every day I'm becoming more holy. At least I hope I am. Every day I'm growing closer and closer to the where he would have me to be. I haven't reached the mark, but I'm on my way. I'm focused on becoming what God would have me to be. No, being holy doesn't just mean sitting in church. Being holy doesn't just mean that you know a lot of scripture. Being holy doesn't just mean that you're able to get down on your knees and pray in such a way that everybody gets all shaken up just from listening to your words. No, it's more, so much more, so much more than that. The Holy Spirit continues to be in us. The Holy Spirit is living in us. We are the temple. We are the temple, not just of the Holy Spirit. We are the temple of God. You know, when the temple was going to be built, and we look back at how they were building that temple, somehow God said, don't get in a hurry. It's not a problem. I don't need any special place, but God's special place, the special place he wants to be, is in us. Each one of us, we are the temple of God. God lives in us, and somehow the way we live and the way we walk, the things that we do need to be holy, need to be what God would have us to be. We need to do what God would have us to do. Be ye holy, because you are the temple. Be ye holy. God lives within you. Be ye holy. Folks are going to know more and more about God because of what they see you do. The way you walk, the way you live, the way you carry yourself, the way you respond to difficult situations, the way you handle the things that are going on in your life. Peter let us know, said, don't think that you're going to be perfect. It's going to take you a while. It's going to take you a while. He said, and your faith won't be all that it needs to be right away. You got to go through some things. As a matter of fact, he said that going stronger and stronger in your faith, it requires some problems every now and then. I can be stronger in the faith because of what God's already brought me through. Somehow it's taking gold and putting it through the fire, he told us. He says, like taking gold and letting it go through. The dross comes up to the top after you boil the gold and then you scrape off the dross. Look at it. It's pretty now. But guess what? If you put that gold under fire again, there'll be more of that dross coming out of the inside. All those problems on the inside come to the top when it's put in the fire. When you go through some situations, those things are going to come to the top. But God can wipe it away. But you got to go through it again. The more you go through, the more perfect you become. The more you go through situations, the stronger your faith becomes. But not only your faith, all of the other things that we talked about, all of those other fruit of the Spirit, they continue to grow as you go through situations. Our joy in tribulation, you know why? Because tribulation helps me with another one. Tribulation helps me to grow in patience, and the patience experience. And then guess what? I think out there was hope. All of those fruit, as you go through things, you become more and more of what God would have you to be. Oh, there's some dust. I know that because I'm still under construction. I may not be shined up and polished the way I'd like to be because I'm still under construction. God got some work to do in me. And I recognize that I've got a long way to go. I'm not going to brag about where I am because I know where I am. I'm going to tell you that where I am, though, is on my way to what God would have me to be. God make me a holy sanctuary. God make me a holy temple. God clean me up. Turn me around. Change me. I want to be holy. Holy. Every day I'll be growing more and more holy. I'm not perfect. I'm not what God wants me to be yet. But I'm growing. I'm growing more holy. You, just like me, are a living sanctuary. You, just like me, are a holy temple. You are a temple where the Lord resides. You can't do it by yourself. That's why we have the Holy Spirit. This whole year we've been looking through the gifts and the fruit of the Holy Spirit. All of that fruit and all of that, those gifts bring us closer to becoming what God would have us to be. Let's talk about holy. 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 That's who we want to be. Holy, holy, holy. Can't get there. Peter, I know you want me to be holy, but Peter, I can't get there by myself. Peter knows. I know. You know. We're not there yet, but we're still under construction. God's got his arms around us. He's already got the design laid out. He knows what I'm going to look like spiritually when he's all done. I think I might look a lot more like Reverend Jasper on the inside than I do on the outside, because I think his plans are close. I may not look just like you, Brother Roberts, but I think down on the inside, the design he has for me is a lot more like the design he has for you. I can't help but feel that he's continuing to work on me, continuing to work on you. I'm just so glad that God has decided to make me, me, his holy temple. I'm God's holy temple. I am the temple. You are the temple. God touched us. God loves us. God has decided to live in us. Don't feel bad about the fact that you're not there yet. You're under construction. You may stumble every now and then. You're under construction. God doesn't expect you to be perfect yet. The Holy Spirit is helping to get you to that holy, that perfect, that divine level. You are under construction, but continue to leave yourself, as Brother Charlie said, in God's hand. Watch what he can mold you into. Watch how he can take on that building project. How he can do all the things that are necessary to make you into what he would have you to be. I am a living sanctuary. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm the place where God wants to reside. And so he's fixing me up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your patience, Holy Spirit. I know that I'm a hard job, but I'm so glad that the Holy Spirit just stays on the job. I'm glad that as I go through difficult times and difficult situations, problems, I know that the Holy Spirit is taking each one of those situations to help me to become more of what I need to be, more of what he would have me to be, more of what he would have you to be. Don't think that you're perfect. Most of us don't. But don't think that you can't get there, because somehow God is working with you through the Holy Spirit. He's going to make you into something special and something beautiful. You're his project. I'm so glad that the Lord has a design for me. Let us talk to God. Oh, our Father and our loving God. Father, we thank you that as we look at ourselves and realize how far we are from being that perfect holy place, somehow, Father, as we look, we also see that you're still working with us. And Father, we ask that every time we go through a situation, every time we face a problem, every time we see something that seems to be so far out of what we would want it to be, each of those things are helping us to grow stronger and to grow closer to you. So thank you, Father. We realize that we're not there, but somehow every day we're becoming more and more holy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, that is working on us. Father, I ask somehow you let the folks who I know and the folks who know me pardon the dust, because I'm under construction. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. 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 Amen.